Hello, it's Raquel with a spark of hope. Today's devotional is titled, A Heart Like David's, A Study of Devotion and Godly Living. In the vast pages of the Bible, King David stands out as a pivotal figure whose life and heart were intricately woven with God's purposes. David, a shepherd boy, poet, warrior, and king, was not perfect. He was a man with glaring flaws and tremendous spiritual insights. Despite his imperfections, David's heart, devoted and aligned with God, provides a rich subject for a Christian devotional. Number one, he had a heart of humble beginnings. We read in 1 Samuel 16:7, says, But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. David was the youngest son of Jesse, seemingly unimportant and overlooked. However, God chose David to be king of Israel, not because of his appearance or his lineage, but because of his heart. In our lives, we must remember that our value in God's eyes is not based on external metrics, but on our heart's condition. Number two, we must have a heart that worships. In Psalms 23, 1 through 6, reads, The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. David authored many psalms, including Psalm 23, which reflects his deep trust and worshipful relationship with God. His ability to worship God amidst adversity is a lesson for us to depend on God's sovereignty and grace, keeping our hearts aligned with Him through worship and praise. Number three, we must have a heart that repents. Psalm 51:10 reads, Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. After his sin with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband Uriah, David wrote Psalm 51, a poignant expression of repentance. David teaches us the importance of a contrite heart, demonstrating that true repentance involves a sincere desire to change and align one's life according to God's will. Number four, we must have a heart that seeks guidance. Psalm 119:10 reads, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. Despite his role as a king, David understood that he was always under God's authority. He consistently sought God's guidance in decisions, showing his dependence on divine wisdom over human insight. This example encourages us to seek God in all our decisions, trusting His guidance over our own understanding. Number five, we must have a heart that strengthens itself in God. 1 Samuel 30:6 reads, But David found strength in the Lord his God. During moments of great distress, such as the incident at Ziklag, where his family was taken captive, David demonstrated where he drew his strength. In the face of overwhelming odds and personal grief, David turned to God to find the strength he needed. We are reminded to turn to God for strength during our own trials and tribulations. David's life and his heart offer profound lessons on how to live a life of devotion. Despite his failures, his heart's intent remained focused on God. Let's stride towards cultivating a heart like David's, humble, worshipful, repentant, seeking, and strong in the Lord, embodying these traits in our daily walk with Christ. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to have a heart like David's, deeply embedded in your truths, constantly seeking your face in every situation, and living out a life of devoted worship and service. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed day.